The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Consider tripinsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from tripinsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the tripinsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? I'm Doug Parker. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Cruise Radio. If this is your first time checking in, well, thank you so much for being here and making us a part of your day. You can hear our back episodes on cruiseradio.net, also iTunes, Stitcher Radio Network, and TuneIn Radio app. Just search Cruise Radio. As we kick off each and every show, it's Stuart Chiron, the Cruise Guy from CruiseGuy.com. What's up, Stuart?
Hey, Doug. How's it going?
Good, man. Let's get right to it. A new Royal Caribbean ship coming to Florida. Which one is that?
Well, what's very exciting is Royal Caribbean announced that Anthem of the Seas, which is the second of the Quantum class of ships, will debut in Southampton. She'll do a Mediterranean summer, and then she will be moved to her winter spring home port in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So that's really exciting because now the Caribbean is going to be able to get one of the new Quantum class ships.
Do you think it will oversaturate the market with Allure and Oasis being down here already?
No. What I think will happen is Oasis and Allure, one of the ships, will move to either Miami or Port Canaveral. They won't have all three in the same port.
All right, makes sense. And speaking of Royal Caribbean, have they revealed what Broadway show will be on Quantum of the Seas yet?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Doug, because they just announced that Quantum of the Seas will have Mamma Mia on board the ship, which is just a huge hit and just will be, I mean, so well received by passengers.
And we're both big ABBA fans, too, so we both love that as well.
In fact, we had a lot of fun on the ABBA concert.
We did.
On Divina.
ABBA Cadabra. Norwegian Getaway is coming along quite nicely. How far along is she?
Well, she's actually moving along. She left the shipyard. She did her conveyance up the River Ems in Germany, up to Eemshaven in the Netherlands. She then did some sea trials, moved to Bremerhaven in Germany to be completed. She did about 5 days at sea doing some more sea trials. And I guess some routine stuff that they're doing right now is she is currently in Rotterdam in dry dock, I guess, as resulting from sea trials. So I guess they're making some adjustments. And then she'll head back to Bremerhaven, where they will finish the ship. And the reason they can't finish it at the shipyard is there's a weight issue. So mm-hmm. In order to get the ships up the river from Germany up to the North Sea, they can't, you know, they'd hit the bottom there because it's pretty shallow. So they have to finish the ship, you know, load all the passenger stuff, you know, maybe the bedding and the completion of the ships in either Germany or in the Netherlands. So
now, wasn't she supposed to come to Miami like in the spring, but she's actually coming in February now?
Well, no, Getaway was supposed to come right over from the shipyard after they were essentially taking delivery. Mm-hmm. But what's happened now is the ship was chartered, and so she is going to be like a Bud Light hotel that so that essentially Anheuser-Busch chartered the ship. And they're using it for their own purposes. So, you know, maybe they're going to do some things for their corporate clients. So instead of getting into a hotel, they got themselves a brand spanking new ship there, you know, up there in Midtown, New York. And they'll use that for Super Bowl activities. And then the ship will then relocate to Miami, where she'll begin her inaugural sailings February 8th.
Very cool. Celebrity Cruises recently revamped their loyalty program. What did they do, and how far of a departure is this from other cruise line loyalty programs?
Well, what they really kind of did was they tweaked it with some new features while adding in some other features from other cruise lines. Several cruise lines are playing with, let's say, free or free internet time. So, you know, their celebrity will have certain options that their passengers will be able to have. So, they're going to have two new tiers to their program. The Elite Plus will have they'll have beverage and specialty dining discounts, free cappuccinos, lattes, 200 internet minutes. And then the Zenith category, they'll have special access to their concierge lounge called Michael's Club, which is supposed to be fleet-wide in 2014. They'll also have some laundry services, a 1,600-minute internet package, and premium alcoholic beverage packages. So, I mean, they're trying to make it more advantageous. Plus, not only are they giving you credit for the sailing, but they're also going to give you additional credits for the days spent on the ship.
So it seems like the more money you spend, the more benefits you'll get.
Correct, and the more time you spend on the ships.
Gotcha.
The longer the sailings you'll get, but you'll be able to achieve these higher thresholds faster.
Very cool. Rhapsody of the Seas is not returning to Alaska in 2015. Any word on a replacement?
Well, Doug, she is not going to be going to Alaska, as you said. There is no word at this point which Royal Caribbean ship is going to replace Rhapsody, which for many years has been doing the seven-night Alaska sailings out of Seattle. Rhapsody instead, after her Southeast Asia and Australia itinerary, will relocate to Istanbul for some European sailings in 2015 instead.
MSC Divina is now in Miami year-round, a very nice ship. We were just on it last week. How does pricing look for it for the winter season?
Well, Doug, I'll tell you, she's pricing a little higher than some of the other lines, and for a ship that is larger and carries more passengers than a lot of these cruise lines, I mean, she's got starting pricing at $599, and when you have a ship that had zero awareness, and last year they were sailing out of Fort Lauderdale with a much smaller ship, I think they're doing pretty well.
And kids sail free on MSC Cruises, right?
They do, but the one thing I would point out, Doug, is that while kids 11 and under do sail free when traveling in the same cabin as two adults, it is important to keep in mind that they don't have as many cabins that can accommodate three or four passengers.
If it is an opportunity
that you want to take advantage of, it is best to book as soon as possible and, of course, be flexible with your sailing dates.
So first come, first serve, basically.
Exactly.
Gotcha. We're going to see some minor tweaks on Princess Cruises' upcoming Regal Princess as well as Royal Princess when it does its first dry dock. What are we going to see?
Well, what they have announced that they're going to do is based on passenger feedback. Remember, this ship debuted in June. Not too many people at the early part noticed that there was no aft pool. It had a very big deck in the back. But what they did determine was that, from passengers, especially in the Caribbean, that they need a pool back there.
Right.
So they're going to be adding an aft pool to Regal Princess, and they're also going to make the promenade deck. I don't know if Gopher had something to do with this. But, for a princess ship not to have a promenade deck, please.
Right.
So they're gonna make the promenade deck go all the way around the ship to make the adjustments to appease some of the passenger feedback that they've had.
Yeah, earlier this year you were talking about them possibly putting in a new staircase midship because there's it gets quite congested there. But now that's kind of changed as well.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because we did talk about it because that apparently was a red hot issue that in order to go up and down the stairs you'd have to go all the way forward or all the way back. And, with Regal, with Royal Princess being 141,000 tons, it's a large ship. And what they've decided to do was focus on optimizing the performance of the elevators there instead, which they think will get a lot of the complaints to be reduced.
That's quite interesting.
Yeah. And then so this way, the changes for the pool and the promenade deck will be implemented on Royal Princess later on.
Thanks, Stuart.
All right, buddy.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us.
Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon. It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best, they have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being, and they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now. TripInsurance.com.
We always love hearing about your past or present cruises here on Cruise Radio, so if you would like to share one with us, simply email comments at cruiseradio.net and we'll line up to get you on the air here. Our next guest, I linked up with her and her husband before they sailed on Princess Cruise's inaugural Caribbean sailing of Royal Princess. Kristen Ladwig, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Hello again. Thrilled as always to be back.
I guess I should say that you're from St. Louis, too. So how's the weather in St. Louis? Has it snowed yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, so we have our fingers crossed with that, I guess.
yes.
Your first time seeing Royal Princess, my first question normally is, what was your first impressions? But I'm going to take it back a step because you spent a couple of extra days prior to the cruise in Fort Lauderdale. So your first impressions were actually on the outside. What'd you think of it?
It was spectacular. It just blew my mind away. I mean, it was the ship size was amazing to see. We actually went to view the ship from the 17th Street Bridge on the Sunday before our cruise when she had arrived from her transatlantic voyage and had not yet left on the media preview cruise, which, of course, you were on.
Right.
And she was berthed at Terminal 2, which is absolutely the perfect terminal for viewing from the 17th Street Bridge in Fort Lauderdale. So we were able to see her for the first time from an external point of view. Wow, just looked amazing.
So you were on the maiden Caribbean cruise, which was a five-night sailing. And once you actually boarded the ship, what was your first impressions of Royal Princess?
I'll go back to using my word again to describe the ship. Just spectacular. When we boarded the ship, we embarked onto one of the decks in the piazza. Mm-hmm. And that was something that I was expecting to be just blown away by from what I had seen in the photos. And it didn't disappoint. It's just absolutely breathtaking. The wide open spaces, everything just glistening. This is the newest ship, age-wise, we had ever sailed on. Previously, the newest ship we'd ever been on was about 2 years old.
Yeah,
it almost had that new ship smell, if you want to call it that. But everything just gleamed and glistened. It took your breath away when you got into the piazza.
And kind of paint the picture of the piazza and what it looks like, and be an artist.
Well, it's certainly the largest atrium, I guess it would be the word you would describe that area of the ship, the largest atrium that Princess has. Mm-hmm. So you're from the bottom floor, the atrium goes up at least four decks.
Right.
And there's beautiful circular staircases that go down from each of the decks with very beautiful lighting. Makes a great backdrop, by the way, for formal night photos. If that's the kind of thing that you're into. And then many of the ship amenities, especially some of the new ones that are unique to Royal, are all clustered around the various decks in the piazza. So you have various bars and restaurants facing inwards towards the piazza. So if you're into people watching, that's definitely a great place on the ship to do that. There's usually different kinds of entertainment going on down on the main floor, and then, like I said, lots of tempting food and beverage venues to ring the outskirts of the piazza.
So once you boarded the ship, you went to your cabin. What kind of cabin did you have, and what were your first impressions of it?
Well, we ended up with a mini suite, which is not actually the original cabin that we booked.
Fancy.
We actually had wanted to book the new class of cabin that's unique to Royal, which is called the deluxe balcony. It's the middle ground between a balcony and a mini suite. So we had wanted to try that out, that kind of cabin out, and we had never sailed in an aft cabin before. So we had booked an aft deluxe balcony. However, the balcony that we had booked was one of the ones that was next to the suites. And during construction, they determined, apparently, that the suites in the back weren't quite big enough. So they made a change in construction and got rid of the cabins that were immediately adjacent to the suites on the aft. And so as a result, all of us who had lost our cabins then got moved to different cabins. We ended up getting upgraded, and so we were in a mini suite.
Nice.
That was two decks down from underneath the sea walk. So we were on the Riviera deck, and the sea walk, obviously, as you know, and probably many of your listeners know, is the new feature on Royal. That's basically an open glass floor deck looking down to the ocean.
It goes out 28 feet over the side of the ship, looking down,
right,
like you're walking on plexiglass,
right,
almost.
Exactly. And so it has a curvature to it, and so the cabins then that face towards the seawalk also have this curvature to them. And so if you end up in one of the cabins that's basically right out to the farthest point of the curve, you end up with an angled balcony, not a straight across balcony. So as a result, you got a lot more balcony space if you're in one of those cabins. So we were able to enjoy having our chairs with our footstools completely pushed out. Still, you had room to walk around, plenty of room for the table. So I know there's been some concerns about the size of the balconies on the ship. If that's a concern that you have, then I recommend trying to get one of these, what I call a point cabin. It's on either side of the ship, either on the seawalk side of the ship or on the opposite side of the ship where there's the sea view bar. Either one has that same kind of curvature to the balconies, and so you could end up with a larger size balcony than normal.
What was the difference between your mini suite and my balcony cabin?
So the mini suite has a separate living area than the regular balcony cabin. So in terms of furniture, when you walked into our cabin, obviously as soon as you walked into you had the bathroom area and the closets, et cetera, and then you walked past and you got to the bedroom area. Then after that, there's a curtain that, so if one person wanted to go to bed and one person wanted to stay up and watch TV, you could draw this curtain in between as a divider in the room to be able to have a little privacy there. And so on the other side of where that curtain comes through, there was a full-size sofa, a very large oval-shaped coffee table, and another flat screen TV. So the cabin had two of the large flat screen TVs, one facing the bed and then the other facing the sofa.
Nice. Very cool. What about the food on there?
If you're a foodie, you want to be on Royal Princess.
Yeah, I agree.
That was really one of the key things we wanted to do with this cruise. Booking this cruise wasn't so much for the itinerary, it was for being on the ship. And our goal was to try to maximize our time spent on features and dining and things that were unique to Royal that weren't on the other Princess ships. Not that we don't enjoy some of those other things, but we only had 5 days, so you had to prioritize. So definitely trying all of the different food options that were unique to Royal was key. There's no question from, let's start with the buffet, that the new layout and the new choices in the Horizon Court absolutely blow away anything on any of the other Princess ships. And
nice.
I will greatly miss the Horizon Court when I go to sail on another ship from Princess.
Just the layout is just amazing. It's almost like it's one of the nicest for me. Now, people may argue, but it's one of the nicest Lido deck dining areas at sea to me.
I agree. Now, obviously, yeah. you've gone on a lot more cruise lines than I have, but you know, I'll compare it to the buffet area on the Celebrity Solstice class ships,
yeah.
which up until this point had been my favorite in
right.
terms of layout and the variety of food options. Definitely top notch. But the Horizon Court, what they've done, providing not only the way they've laid out the different food stations, but as well as all of the seating options that you have available to you, and the dedicated pastry shop. It really makes for a well thought out layout. It was quite congested on embarkation day still, but that's kind of natural because I think as soon as people get on the ship, the first thing they go, you know, race for is the buffet. So I don't think any design could prevent, you know, that kind of congestion on embarkation day lunchtime. But that aside, otherwise you didn't have the kind of congestion that you typically see with the Horizon Court on the other Princess ships. And the variety of food options was fantastic.
Yeah, it was all over the map. So how about the main, we'll get to specialty restaurants in a couple of minutes, but did you eat at the main dining room at all?
So the big question I had on for this cruise is, am I even going to set foot in the main dining room?
Right.
With all of the new casual dining options that are available on Royal, I really wasn't even sure I was going to set foot in the main dining room. Well, as it turned out, we did one night, and that was formal night.
Okay.
And so we did. We were anytime dining for the dining room, and we ate probably on the early side. So we were able to go down about 6:30 on formal night. No wait for a table, not a problem, and had a delicious meal. I had the fettuccine Alfredo, which is one of Princess's specialties, as an appetizer,
mm-hmm.
and then I had the goat cheese and apple soup, which was delicious, and then of course. Formal night, you got to do the lobster tail and the king prawns.
Of course.
And then for dessert, another one of my favorites, Princess does fantastic soufflés. And so on formal night, it was the milky chocolate hazelnut souffle. Oh, that was to die for.
Nice.
So it was a splendid meal. So
sounds like
I'm sure other nights in the dining room would have been nice as well, but there was just so much other stuff to try.
Well,
so we only made it one time for dinner in the dining room.
And let's get to those other restaurants you went to. What restaurants were they? And when you tell us them, tell us if there was a surcharge or not.
We had decided that we weren't going to go to either Crown Grill or Sabatini's
mm-hmm.
because those are offered on other of Princess's ships. We've been to them before, enjoyed them very much, but again, wasn't the focus for this trip. So what we did do is a couple nights of the cruise, they take an area of the Horizon Court / Bistro, and they convert it into, for that night, a specialty with surcharge restaurant.
Okay.
So one of the nights they offer fondue. Now, we did not try that. That was actually on Halloween night they did the fondue. But what we did try was what they call the Crab Shack. Think of like a seafood, Louisiana, Southern crawfish, kind of boil, that kind of an environment and a menu. So we started with an appetizer of popcorn shrimp and hush puppies. And when they say popcorn shrimp, that's a little misleading. The popcorn shrimp were rather jumbo, so that was kind of fun. Soup choice, I had the Manhattan clam chowder, which
Yum.
Was excellent. And then for my entree, I opted to do the peel and eat shrimp, which was served in a bucket with the typical corn and potatoes, all seasoned with kind of the Old Bay seasoning. Style, and Scott got the mud bug boil, so crawfish and all the accoutrements that you usually get with a crawfish boil. And then they had a dessert cart with some options from the pastry shop that you could choose for dessert. So so that offering, I think fondues is the same price as Crab Shack. It's $20 a person as the surcharge, and believe me, you will not walk away hungry from that.
Give me one more of your favorite specialty restaurants on there.
One other specialty restaurant that has a charge to it is the Ocean Terrace Seafood Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's one of the venues that's actually on the piazza.
I'm seeing a seafood trend here.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
just
I
making sure.
Seafood, yeah. Yes, exactly. Yes, indeed. So they have a variety of different seafood options, and what I had that I would highly recommend was the chili and lime crab margarita. So it's served in a margarita glass, and it was stuffed full of large pieces of delicious crab meat. $6, totally worth it.
Oh, yum.
We didn't get to the seafood bar until the very last day of the cruise. Big mistake, because I would have gotten another one of those if I'd known how awesome it was. And lastly, first for specialty dining, but it doesn't carry a surcharge, so totally the best value if you want to think of it that way on the ship, is Alfredo's, which is the pizza place, and the veal beef pasta pockets, I won't even attempt to pronounce the Italian name on those, were divine. You have to get that if you go to Alfredo's.
And what did you think of the entertainment on board?
We only made it to one of the production shows. Again, just ran out of time to try everything on only a five-night cruise. The production shows, wow. I mean, they obviously have a lot of technology to work with, a larger stage area than other Princess ships. So the show was fantastic. Wonderful costumes, very entertaining, totally first class. The other entertainment that we did is we were fortunate enough to have on board the 2011 Princess Entertainer of the Year, comedian Carlos Oscar.
Okay.
And we managed to go to one of his shows. He was very funny. I can see why he won the Entertainer of the Year award from Princess. He was very funny. And then, of course, entertainment, you have to keep in mind, we sailed actually over Halloween. So the people on board the ship dressing up in costumes was a form of entertainment all of its own. We've never sailed over Halloween. Wasn't exactly sure what to expect. Yes, people definitely dress up and get into the full costumes. And so they took the piazza area and had started about 11 o'clock, the official Halloween party, and it was just absolutely packed with people.
Well,
it was quite fun.
I'm just glad you finally got to sail, because I remember, didn't you book this cruise like 600 days to go or something like that?
I think it was 509 days. We
yeah.
have never booked a cruise that far out. So, yes, the anticipation was built up for a very long time for this.
God bless you. Kristen Ladwig from St. Louis, Missouri. Always good talking to you, my dear. Thank you so much for spending some time with me tonight on Cruise Radio.
Always my pleasure, Doug.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Cruise Radio. You can catch more episodes, cruise news, reviews, and links to our past guests at cruiseradio.net or just search Cruise Radio in iTunes. From the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Doug Parker, and this is Cruise Radio.
Cruise Radio is recorded weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Download the Cruise Radio app. Hear Cruise Radio on TuneIn Radio, the Stitcher Radio Network, iTunes, CruiseAddicts.com, and on our website at CruiseRadio.net. For advertising opportunities, email sales@CruiseRadio.net. I'm your announcer.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.